Hello. Well, it was good to see the heat. The heat causes, I'm glad to get it out there. We need it. And we got to practice in it, get used to it, deal with the adversity of it, and don't let it affect you when you practice. It was good to see that today. Some good things today. I thought defense really played much better today than the offense did. Had some ups and downs both sides, and all of a sudden I thought the defense played really well, starting to understand what they're doing, creating good leverage on the ball, tackled well as far as, you know, keeping gaps and things like that. And, I mean, some things we got to correct, but I thought they had a much improved day from the last couple of days and really getting a hold of it. Donovan Wilson, some of those guys are really leading, doing a good job. So we got to keep going, see where we're at, look at the film, and get ready to go. Questions?
That's why you hired Elko, right? Get them in the right spot.
Yeah, get them in the right spot, but they're taking to it. They're understanding, and guys did a good job today.
Being in full pads, can you see a difference at all?
No, it's the same as shells. We practice the same in full pads or shells. Just got to get used to wearing the leggings and all the things that go on.
So physicality doesn't step up
or anything? Same in shells. You can do the same thing in shells. If you don't tackle, anything you don't do is tackle. We don't tackle right now. So we do tackling drills, but you don't go to the ground. So same. It's the same stuff.
How are those corners coming along?
Better. Renfro is making a lot of progress. Oliver's been really consistent. We've made some plays too on offense, but at the same time, I thought they've made some progress in what they're doing.
How much versatility does Kingsley Kiki have as a guy who
going inside and outside, and his size, you got to be able to do that. And he's a very good athlete, and he can play physical too. So his ability to move around and put him in some different spots helps us a lot.
Do you anticipate him being on the outside?
Oh yeah, he'll be out there some. We'll get different lineups and different people in the game, and having guys that can move around like that.
It's been a real smooth transition for him.
Oh yeah, easy. Because he's smart. He understands ball, and he learns well.
When you got here, how long did it take you to figure out that this was a guy that you could move around?
Well, until he got in shape. I mean, he was heavy. He's lost some weight. He's in tremendous shape. So getting on the edge that way in his athleticism, you knew he's a good athlete, but then he really got in shape. You started seeing the athleticism.
Coach, more so yesterday in the open portion of practice, you really worked with Kellen on the backside throws, opening his hips. Is that something that
– you got to throw the ball with your feet.
Okay.
You throw the ball with your feet. You get your hands in position, but you throw the ball with your feet and hips and let your body work. Until you do that and get in alignment, that's lining up the sights, you'll be inconsistent. Because if you're not, your release point changes, your elbow changes, you're never going to be consistent throwing the football. And you have to get your points and your hips, just like I'd worked with Nick a lot of it today. You got to get your feet and hips, shoulders in line to let your hands and your body work.
So both of them, it wasn't just
No, all of them every day, but yesterday was some things on Kellen. I tried to switch around and try to get him to really understand.
It looks a lot cleaner coming out this year. I
mean, who's that?
Kellen.
It does. He has been. He's working good. And you got to learn, like I say, you got to learn to use your body. It's not arm. Your arm's the final part of it. You throw the ball, starts from the ground up. You got to generate the power and have the balance and body control and your hips and shoulders, like I say, in line in your head. That's the sights of the gun. And then the barrel's got to stay here. When you do that, your barrel doesn't move. Your elbow doesn't move in different positions. It allows you to be a lot more consistent. Doing better. Jamon's becoming a leader in the group. He's versatile. He's smart. You can move him inside and out. But, you know, overall, today was a solid day. But I've been pleased with our wideouts. I really have. I think Courtney is really progressing a lot. Buck Osmond's doing a great job. Rogers is getting in there. Hezekiah, he's lost some weight. He's quick and fast and twitchier again. The young guys I like. I mean, Chris is catching. You know, he can run. Those guys, I don't think I'm missing anybody. Who am I missing? There's nobody I've been disappointed. I mean, they got things they got to do a lot better, but they're improved a lot since spring, in my opinion.
Otis McCoy was getting a look at center, back at center, and then Hawker at guards. Just to give you,
You got to move them around, and you have different versatility sets. And when guys play for injuries, things that happen, and you know, getting that diversity.
How about an update on Loomer?
Guy fell into his knee, had a strained knee, should be out 2 to 3 weeks. That's what we're thinking, somewhere in that range. I mean, we'll wait and see how he heals. But a guy, accidental deal, got to learn how to practice. Got to learn to stay up. Guys falling at your feet, man, that can't happen. But it did, and hey, it wasn't nobody did it on purpose, but that's what happened. So he'll be out a couple weeks.
How much has the improved play by the secondary led to that defense playing well the last couple of days?
Okay. I mean, I think the leverage points and things, but I think our rush, I think we're learning to get pressure, not having to blitz to get pressure. That's not anything from the line. Guys can do a good job, and I think they're understanding what to do. And then offensively at times, like I say, they're making plays and what they're doing too. It's not like they're not. It's becoming very competitive back and forth. Yesterday was a tremendously competitive day. A lot better, I thought. I mean, they were getting at it.
You spoke in the spring, and you said some really good things about the way Daylon Mack was progressing. I wonder if he's
still doing, being consistent, running in shape. He's in condition. Can use his power. He's been a very, very solid player inside.
You like him kind of that one technique?
Yeah, the shade in there and doing what he's doing. Yes, sir.
I know it's all coach's preference, but have you typically in the past, 7 straight days right out of the gate like this in practice?
Mm-hmm. If you can.
Philosophy about that?
You gotta, listen, you don't know where you're going to get to until you get tired, beat up, and your mind gets tired. All that fret, we ain't worried about that now. You got to learn where you're at mentally and physically, and you got to learn to get to a point when you're tired and you're sore and you're beat up to find out if you can still execute. That's what's going to happen in championship level play. You can't. This ain't utopia. This ain't the perfect world. Football's a tough, hard nosed game that you got to go to places to find out if you got anything in you.
What can you tell us about Keaton Sutherland's progress?
Doing a nice job, athletic, gotten stronger, put on a lot of mass, and doing a very solid job. I think he's having a good camp so far.
Do you coach all guys the same across the board, Jimbo? Whether they need to go after somebody a little harder than others?
No.
How they respond to you?
Nope. No. You mix and match. But then some days you'll test them. You got to test their mental fortitude at times, and then some guys are easy. It just depends. I mean, every person's different, and you got to push buttons on each guy differently.
How neat is it for fans, especially maybe the younger ones, to be up close and personal with the guys they see on the field? Talking about Aggie Fan Day.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, when they get down there, like I say, those kids can change people's lives. Our players can change somebody's life. They don't realize that, how people look up to them and that they want to be like them someday, and the way they carry themselves and the image in which they portray for not only for themselves but for our institution and what goes on and what Texas A&M is about. But it's a big day, and they got to understand. Sometimes I don't think it's not they don't understand or appreciate. You don't realize how many people actually watch it, because you think, I'm just playing ball and I'm a kid going to college having fun. But, I mean, in today's world with social media and all the TV in the world, those guys are heroes to a lot of guys, and it's a big thing.
Anything else?
Having that open practice, I know we'll probably get to it on Sunday, but having that open practice, I guess that allows your guys to kind of perform in front of a crowd.
It does, and I think I want to give our fans a chance to see our guys and see what it's like that, you know, they get to see them on Saturday and find out how not spoiled they are and how hard they have to work to practice and get to those game points. But it's also a time for them to share and be a part of a day where you're not worried about win or losing. You're seeing the kids practice and what they go through, and our people to come appreciate our guys getting to the stadium in front of a few people.
All good.
All right. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.